1946, the Lord spoke and said, I want this spot on earth to be a vestibule of heaven, a place where there will be a foretaste of heaven, where there's no sorrow. And he was speaking about Pilgrim Camp. One thing that I'd like to do while I'm here is just to call our attention to some of the things that the Lord himself said was his intention for camp when camp started. Recently, I was at a trustee gathering with some of head counselors and workers and so on. And I was asked to say something about the purpose of Pilgrim Camp. And so I looked to the Lord about that. What is camp all about? Why is camp here? And I remember that when I was living here at camp, training for ministry, seeking the Lord, that Brother Gardner gave me a book he had written down. Whenever the Lord spoke through tongues and interpretation, whenever Brother Hans Waldfogel laid hands on him and prayed in the Holy Ghost, he would write these things down. He was very gifted along those lines. And he had a whole book. He gave me this. And there were prophecies that had to do with his own life and ministry that he thought would be helpful for us to read. And there were principles in there that we could benefit by. But there are a number of things that were said about the camp in particular. And so I started looking at those things. What did God say about the camp? And why did he establish Pilgrim Camp? And it was such a blessing to me to look at those things again and to pray over some of those things. In the book of Acts, it says that the Lord, by the Holy Ghost, gave commandment to the apostles or disciples, when you read right in the beginning of Acts. And that phrase interested me, commandments by the Holy Ghost. And I believe that these words that were given concerning the camp were given not by Hans Waldfogel or but by the Holy Ghost through him and others. And when we read those words, what God wants to do at Pilgrim Camp and how he wants to work, then we understand better why we do things at the camp the way we do. I think it's good for our young people, it's good for all of us to realize that. Why do we have the rules at camp that we have, why do we work the way we do here? Well, primarily it's because we want to be very careful to allow the Lord to have his way in the camp and to accomplish his purpose. And one thing that the Lord spoke much of in connection with camp was holiness. Holiness. And the Lord said he put his presence here and would keep it here as long as we would keep it holiness to the Lord. He said that July 18th, 1946. Imagine that. The Lord said, I have set my presence upon these grounds. We all recognize that. It's so easy to touch God when you come to Pilgrim Camp. We can touch him everywhere, of course. He lives in our hearts. But you find that, I find when I come to camp, and it's so easy to just open my heart to him and so easy to touch him in prayer, and seems so easy to sense his presence at times. And we sense that God has set his presence on these grounds. Many people talk about that. That's when they talk about loving Pilgrim Camp. Yes, we love the lake, and yes, we love the fellowship with one another, and it's a beautiful place on earth that God has given to us in his goodness. But the thing that we love about Pilgrim Camp is we love the fact that we meet Jesus there. My own children, they talk about, I love those meetings at camp. I'm glad they like the meetings at camp, because that shows that they're experiencing something of God's presence here and his special anointing upon this place. And I know Brother Paul as the director and we as trustees and others that give themselves to the service of God here, we cherish that. We ought to. And we don't want to do anything to disrupt God from manifesting his presence here on these campgrounds. And that's why, especially at the beach, There we're very careful to, we don't want the beach to turn into some fleshly place where, you know, everything that goes on there that you see at the public beach when you're exposed to that sort of thing. We are told to dress modestly with the bathing suits and so on. And when we talk about the interaction between the guys and girls, of course, it's natural for guys and girls to meet at camp and develop friendships, and some of those develop into relationships. But you know, there's a respect and a certain distance and a carefulness in those relationships. In everything we do, we want to honor the Lord. We want to do it to please in a way that would please Him. That's really what holiness is about. It's pleasing Jesus in everything. And in the way we work together, in the way we converse with one another. That's why we don't want worldly music and other distractions and other entertainments to get into the camp, because this place is dedicated to the Lord. It's separated unto God for His purpose. And holiness is the motto. And there's a reason for that, because if we keep the camp holiness unto the Lord, God promised to keep His presence here on the grounds. And so that's why. And sometimes staff members, they don't like the rules at camp. And why do we got to do that? And that's old-fashioned. And well, that's not the point. Things aren't done because they're old-fashioned or because that's the way they were always done. But it's a real effort to honor the Lord and to walk carefully with Him, because people come to camp in great need and they need to meet Jesus here. And we want to maintain an atmosphere where Jesus is free to work and free to move. Praise God. And over the years, there's been changes at camp, and those changes were right to make, and they didn't affect holiness or anything like that. They were just practical changes that seemed to work better for the running of camp. But whenever you're working here at camp and you wonder, why do we have to do this and why can't we do that, please understand that at least the motive behind it is that God has said some wonderful things about the camp and what He wants to do here, and we want to be very careful to come in line with His will and let Him work the way He wants to. Praise God. And all of us have something to do with that. Every one of us here, as we live to please Jesus, it somehow contributes to the blessing that flows here. And as you live holy before the Lord and strive to please Him by His grace in everything you do and everything you say, you'll see that there comes a greater manifestation and a more powerful manifestation of His presence. Praise God. And that's what makes Pilgrim Camp, Pilgrim Camp. That's what makes it so precious to us. That's why people come back year after year after year. That's why people come from all over the world. They come to a place because they meet God here. This is just interesting. It says, sometime during the first season of Pilgrim Camp, Mr. Walfogel, that's Hans Walfogel, came to the camp. During a weeknight service, he sat in the back next to the door. That must be where Sister Elsie's sitting. And suddenly a spirit of groaning seized him and seemed to possess his whole body. He groaned and groaned and groaned. I never saw him so exercised before. This is Brother Gardner writing down what he witnessed. Later he explained his groaning. He said the Lord showed him the possibility of this camp becoming a place given over to the flesh and fleshly pursuits, as is the case in so many other vacation places. And the possibility of such a result was horrifying to him. That interests me very much. The Lord showed him that this camp could turn into a camp just like any other vacation place, where people don't come primarily to seek the Lord. They come primarily to have fun and to rest and to enjoy themselves. That's their primary concern. And You know, if you're not careful, that those things can get in. We're always getting suggestions at what we could do at the camp, or we should build this, and we should, you know, have a water park. And I don't think that was one of the suggestions, but it would be fun, right? But you know, the people are always thinking, "Why, we got to make Pilgrim Camp more fun, and we got to make Pilgrim Camp got to have more things for people to do." And you know, there are many camps that are more fun, and there's a lot to do. You want to pay a few $1,000, go to Point de Pines Camp, and you can ride horses, and they got bows and arrows and tennis courts and all that. I would like to have a tennis court at camp. We're going to work on that. There are many places where you can go and enjoy those things. And sometimes you need a vacation like that. You need to just go. But, you know, camp has a different purpose. And people have understood that. And we have tried to, you know, help people to enjoy themselves, and we enjoy fellowship and so on. But the purpose of camp is a place where people can seek God. They can get alone with the Lord. They can get into His presence. They can be renewed. They can be refreshed. They can be healed. And if camp is going to be that to people, then God has to be honored here. And we have to not let the flesh in, but let the Holy Spirit in. Praise God. And so after I gave my little talk at the trustee gathering, one of the workers said, "I never heard those things before. I never knew that the Lord said those things about camp." Now, I heard these things for years, and I took for granted that everybody knows that. But there are many people that never knew that. That the Holy Ghost gave commandments, and God made promises and expressed His intention for camp. And He needs our cooperation. And He needs those that will have faith and will honor the Lord and walk in His fear. So I just I wanted to call that to your attention. And there are other words that I'd like to mention throughout this week, the week that I'm here. The Lord says things about staff members and the fact that He brings people here. That you don't just come here because your mother made you come. He may have used that. or you had nothing to do, and or you wanted to see a friend. The Lord works in mysterious ways. But God says, "I bring people here." And He says, "And I bring you here." And He says some wonderful things about why He brought you here. And so I just want to encourage us to expect great things from God while we're here at camp. And for all of us to feel that we have something to do with this. You know, I need to seek the Lord while I'm here at camp. I need to let God use me. I need to reach out to others, and so on. I used to say, sometimes you might be bored. Sometimes you have a day off and all your friends are working and you're bored. And I say, boredom is always a call to go into the prayer room and pray and spend some time with Jesus. Now that sounds funny, because I don't mean to imply seeking Jesus is boring. What I mean is, if you've got nothing to do and you're walking around camp with your hands in your pocket looking for something to do, go seek the Lord. God's giving you time to seek Him a special effort. You know, you have to be in morning worship and you have to be in evening worship. Those are givens. But there will be times during the day when you can take a few moments to just get alone with the Lord. Say, "Lord, I don't have to be here. I choose to be here because You brought me here to find You. And so here's another opportunity for You to come to me and reveal Yourself to me." Okay, so I hope you think about some of these things while you're here. And I hope you take advantage of the opportunity that God is giving you. You know, there's some people that used to come to camp all the time. Now they can't get here anymore. They moved far away, or their work schedule won't allow them to. And sometimes they look back and they say, "Boy, I wish I would have taken better advantage of that opportunity." Well, don't let that be said of any of us, but let's make the best of every day. Praise God. Now, camp is a very special place to us, and God has these places all over, I'm sure. There are other places where God is pouring out His Spirit and working mightily in people's hearts, and we thank God for that. But camp is God's gift to us. He brought it into our life, and we want to honor the Lord here and cherish His working in us and in others. Praise God. Amen. We need to pray for one of our waitresses' mother who's having hand surgery. Is that Danielle? Danielle or Daniela? Danielle. Do we have a Daniela here? Oh, down in the cottage. Okay. No wonder I'm so confused. Okay. Your mom's having hand surgery, I understand. Brother Petfield mentioned that. So let's pray for her today. Praise God. Brother Petfield, will you pray with us, please? We'll join with you and believe that God will manifest Himself in a wonderful way today.
Dear Lord, once again this morning, we thank You for the privilege that You have given us to come to You with all of our needs. And Lord, we want to bring Bonnie Waterbury to You this morning.
Bless her today, Lord.
More than likely is in surgery now. Father, we pray that You will be there with her. Watch
overshadow
over
that procedure. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray that You will guide the hands of the surgeon.
Hallelujah.
Lord, that You will show them exactly what needs to be done and how to take care of this problem, Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
Father, I pray that You will give great peace and joy to Danielle and to Craig Waterbury, Lord, as they are carrying this burden in their hearts, Lord. We pray that Your peace will just come to them. And Lord, that this surgery will be a complete success. And Lord, that Your healing will take place. And Lord, in a very short period of time, Lord, this will all be behind and everything will be well. Well, Lord, we pray this in the precious name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. We pray for others that need Your touch today, Lord, physically. Here on the grounds, there may be people that are looking to You. They've come up looking for Your healing touch. And Lord, we just pray that the presence of the Lord, the power of God, will be present to heal in our time together, that You will manifest Your power and Your glory among us. And Lord, we pray that our bodies will experience that flow of Your life, and that You will show us Your glory in delivering us from these afflictions. Lord, we know this is part of Your salvation. And Lord, if there be anything that hinders in our lives, if there's something that we need to get hold of, we pray that You'll give us grace first of all to come in line with Your desires, and then to believe for the full healing that we're trusting You for. Praise God. We ask this in Your wonderful, wonderful name. Amen. Let's sing in our white books, Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness. I think it's number one. Let's stand together while we sing.
Thank you. the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we believe you to set your presence upon these grounds today. And we pray that you'll show us how we can honor you, Lord, and how we can walk pleasing to you today, Lord, so not to interrupt the moving and the working of the Holy Ghost. We know you have great things in your heart that you want to accomplish in every life, Lord. You know every need. You know why you brought us to camp, Lord, far beyond our own understanding. You know the end from the beginning. And Lord, we pray today that you'll teach each one of us how to honor you, how to walk in the fear of God, how to please you, Jesus. And then put faith into our hearts, Lord, that as we put forth our feeble efforts, that you will honor us with your own self and your own glory here on in this place and in our lives. We pray, help us to prepare the grounds for the next group that comes, that they'll be able to come right into the presence of God as well. We thank you for those that do that for us, Lord. Thank you for the Andriach family who live here all year round and serve you, Lord, and honor you, Jesus. And we pray that you'll continue to bless this family and to enable them, fill them with your grace, that they might live to please you all the time. We know that that's their desire, Lord, and we stand with them and thank you for this gift that you have given to the camp, this family that serves you here with all their hearts. Bless them today, Lord, and others that give so much of their time and prayer to this place. Amen. Praise God.